Our first guest tonight is Travis Barkvi. He's Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Operating Office. And I have to tell you, they are talking about something really special at a place called Choice Bank. Now, whether it is food or everyday household items, Choice Bank's People First Food Pantries, let me say that again, People First Food Pantries aim to serve the community. Now, during these times of high inflation, local food pantries and food shelves have been stretched to meet the needs of those struggling with food insecurity. And it's more than you could ever know. I really do believe that. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk about this much-needed food pantry is Choice Bank Twin Cities President, again, Travis Barkvi, and he's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
My goodness. Tell me a little bit about Choice Bank. I have not been into those doors. I don't know anything about your bank.
Choice Bank is a local community commercial bank. We have four locations here in the metro, and we also have a number of locations in North Dakota as well.
You know, it's quite remarkable how many banks we have here. And so many radio stations, television stations, and even banks will do quite a bit to try to help those that are food, who have food insecurity. However, you guys, I want to know how this effort started. Is this a long time ago or this is recent?
Last August, Choice Bank teamed up with Legacy Children's Foundation to build the little pantries in both Minnesota and North Dakota. To help feed residents within our communities. It's part of Choice Bank's People First commitment within our communities, and we just recognize that there were individuals within our communities struggling with hunger. And, you know, the great thing with the People First pantries is that these locations are open all the time, really, you know, kind of filling in emergency food service gaps when the local food pantry may be closed, and just, you know, making sure food is available to those in need.
So when did this begin this year?
It was last August.
Okay, last August. So you haven't started this summer yet. Okay.
Oh, no, they're full, and there are two locations currently in our Twin Cities metro, one in Minneapolis it's on Glenwood Avenue between Venture North Bike and Coffee and Redeemer Lutheran Church. And the second location is in Eagan. At Bartworth on Pilot Knot Road.
So can people, you know, I've read about Choice Bank a little bit that, you know, a lot of the employees will bring food in or whatever is needed in the community, which I think is wonderful. So many organizations are doing that as well. But I'm just concerned about the donation process. How do you make sure that the people that need it can come in and get it?
Yes, so they can visit the People First Pantry, which is open all the time at those locations. And, you know, if for the donation specifically, if it's something that you're interested in doing, it's kind of all about giving what you can, whether it's, you know, non-perishable food items or unused toiletry items, there's a definite need for those donations. And then we have team members that are taking those and then placing them in the People First pantries in the locations that we have today. And actually, after some of the news and just people hearing about the pantries, there have been other community members that have also just been placing things directly in the pantries. You know, it's similar to kind of the little library concept, right, where it really is, you know, just kind of part of the community. And so it's very powerful and is a unique way to really get back to communities.
So with inflation, of course, we know that everything is more expensive, although the gas has definitely come down some. But we're still in the $4 and something cents. So, you know, I don't get too excited about that because we don't know what's next. However, everyday necessities like food and shelter are really getting more expensive. You talk about how you can come in and get this. And so I know you need a lot of volunteers, not just the people that work for Choice Bank, but so many others in neighborhoods. How do you gather them all up? How do you go from community to community and put out pamphlets? What do you do to let people know it's available and to please volunteer?
Yes, most of that can be dropped off. So any donations can either be put directly within the pantries or brought to any of our Choice Bank locations in the metro. And, you know, like I said, there's actually a full list of items that can be donated on our website, bankwithchoice.com. And so there's lots of opportunity, and we're actually looking. We'd like to have one at each of our four locations, and we currently have two, one in Minneapolis and one in Eagan. And we also have locations in Bloomington and in Roseville. And so we're looking to where within the community we could place these people first pantries. And so if anyone is, you know, listening and maybe has an idea of where that could be located, certainly you know, get in touch with myself or someone that at that bank location and
Well, I will say we are used to hearing about food and soap and these sort of things that people need every day. But when you say things like everyday necessities like food and shelter, tell me more about the shelter, because that's a huge, as you know, this rent that is happening in the Twin Cities and the state of Minnesota has gotten out of control, and people are having a very difficult time holding on to their living, you know, holding on to the place that they can go and call home. How do you guys make sure that they have shelter?
So the People First pantries are specific to donations. So food items, toiletry items, there really isn't anything specific on the shelter component.
Oh, okay. So how are you, what are the metrics that you are expecting? When it comes to people coming, what percentages are you looking for to know that it is a success?
Well, within the community, we've been, especially after some of the most recent airing within WCCO, we've been actively at the two locations that we have and continuing mm-hmm. to fill those on a regular basis. And we know that there are a number of needs, and actually when you see and you go to those locations and see that the supply continuously is flowing and the need for additional donations, you can see the success of what was needed within those communities.
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, before we leave, thank you so much for what you're doing at Choice Bank. And I'm just curious to know if you guys have partnered with any other organizations or any other banks to make sure that this really happens in the communities that really need it, continues to happen, I should say.
Yeah, specifically within the locations here in the Minneapolis Metro, Legacy Children's Foundation has been a partner. And then within our North Dakota locations, oftentimes we see other community businesses that are stepping in and also bringing donations. And so it really does become just a part of each community.
So I guess for me, to know that Choice Bank is really concerned about its communities, those not just those who bank at your bank, you know, who bring their money in, but for all of the people in those communities. Do I have that correct?
Yes, Exactly.
Okay. So it's really quite remarkable what you're doing. I'm so excited that you're doing it this year as well. And when would you say Choice Bank is ready to invite as many people as possible to come and visit their pantries? I know that this is a great time. So I can just imagine how many people are saying, hey, we got to go. What about transportation? What if people can't get to those two locations? Is there anything, any partner that you may have, like MTC, that may say, hey, we'll take people and bus them to those pantries so they can get what they need?
No, but that's, you know, a phenomenal idea and certainly something that, you know, we could look into continuing to expand the access to those areas. But it is, to date, it's in the two locations, Minneapolis and Eagan. And so the pilot has been successful, and we will continue to look for additional locations to help support those communities and those needs of for individuals.
And once again, before we go, I want to ask you, where do people, how do people donate if they want to give money towards it so people can go to a food bank and purchase it? Or do you have a team of people that constantly work to make sure that you have everything that you need in these locations?
Yes, you can drop off your donations at any local Choice Bank. Again, it's all about giving what you can, whether it's non-perishable food items or those unused toiletry items. There's an absolute need for your donations. And a full list of those items that can be donated, you can go to our website, bankwithchoice.com, and have a full list, and you can drop any of those off at a Choice Bank location here in the metro.
So, Travis, please, I just want you to know we are really grateful for another opportunity for people to not have to suffer and be insecure, food insecure, and to know that there are places they can go, two new places where they can go, and that this bank has gone out of its way to make sure that these communities can have this help. So I thank you for that. Thank you for showing up for the people that need it the most. Thank you for it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great evening.
You too.